enjoying the food?
Yes, sir.
Think we're going to miss it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, day 8. Sausage, grits, fruit cocktail, orange beverage, coffee, and tea, and a vitamin. Next box, ham. Couldn't find my cheese till last night, so didn't have it. One rye bread, can of peaches, or sack of peaches, cereal bar, orange drink, coffee, graham cracker cubes, apricot cubes, jelly candy, sugar cookies. Supper, add hamburger and ketchup. Apple pudding, grape drink, yeah, I guess that was it.
All right, sir. We got about 34 minutes or so until the burn. I've got a news summary I can read if you'd like to have that, or if you'd like to put it off till later, I can do that too.
No, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, I'll just read it, and if I start to bother you, why just holler at me and I'll stop. This is put together by a Mr. Jim Kukowski, and looks like he's done a pretty nice job of summarizing the news, so I'm going to read it cold. And he's given us a summary of the late news. The weather couldn't be worse in Houston. It had to be better on the moon or in orbit around it. This morning, more cold and drizzle blanketed the Houston metropolitan area. Yesterday morning, it was 32 degrees. This morning, a little warmer, but a lot wetter. And it's getting colder on Friday. On the national and international scene, peace talks in Paris between Dr. Henry Kissinger and Le Duc Tho have ended, at least for the time being. Dr. Kissinger is in Washington today to brief President Nixon on the talks. In the past 3.5 weeks, the pair of negotiators have held 58 hours of talks. Neither side is giving out any hints. When asked about the ceasefire by Christmas, Dr. Kissinger told reporters at Andrews, "I don't want to make any predictions." The U.S., by a sizable vote, has had its assessment to fund the United Nations reduced by a vote of 81 to 27. The U.S. will now pay only 25% of the cost rather than the present 31%. Transatlantic fares may drop beginning in February. The International Air Transport Association says all carriers will set their own prices. It appears that air travelers to Europe next year may get some real bargains. In the hotly contested and federally supervised United Mine Workers election, the insurgent candidate Arnold Miller has gone into a lead over incumbent President Tony Boyle. Miller has led a grassroots movement to oust Boyle, who took over the union control from the late John L. Lewis. We mentioned the rather dismal weather in Houston area this morning, but the Midwest and Northeast are really getting some bad weather. Ice storm has seriously hampered the northern part of the nation from Idaho to the eastern seaboard. After almost a year, troops involved in the India-Pakistani war are beginning to go back to their homelands. The truce line maps have been exchanged and approved by both governments. Civil servants of the European Common Market, they're called Eurocrats, are on strike. The 8,000 employees walked off the job due to a salary dispute. On the regional and local scene, the Houston City Council has vetoed a plan to build a new commuter airstrip in southwest Houston for the stole aircraft. Residents of the area have been protesting. The community of Tomball, north of Houston, is looking for a new police force. The police chief and 7 officers walked off the job Tuesday after the city council refused the officers a pay raise. In Harris County, the State Highway Patrol and Reserve Police have been called in to maintain police protection. That's maintain protection in Tomball. The project to expand the Armin Bayou as a park and wildlife refuge has been given a boost with a $100,000 pledge. So far, $350,000 has been pledged. $750,000 is needed to gain federal matching funds. Galveston will hold a school bond election on February 3rd. The bonds, if okay, will be used to air condition all schools not so equipped and improve lighting at two schools. It's a light day in sports. The head coaching job for SMU is open. Being considered are North Carolina coach Bill Dooley and Washington coach Jim Owens. George Blanda, a living testimony for the over 40 set, will become the oldest man ever to play football this Sunday. Prior to Blanda, I guess we'd had some other folks, but this ought to be a new record. In pro basketball, Houston didn't play last night. Currently, Baltimore, Boston, Milwaukee, and Los Angeles lead the divisions. In pro hockey, Alberta beat the Houston Arrows 3-2. The big news in Houston sports is a city council approval of the Greenway Plaza as a site for the new $10.5 million sports arena. And finally, Christmas shopping is in full swing. The Christmas trees are intense on street corners, supermarket sites all over the area. Private homes throughout the whole area are lighting up with decorations ranging from happy Santa Clauses and sleighs to nativity scenes. It will be a Christmas world waiting for you when you come home. And that ends our summary for this morning.
Yeah, that's a good summary. Appreciate it. A little bit of everything in there.
Yeah, it looks like Mr. Kukowski read a lot of newspapers there.
He sure did.
Okay, Ron, we're picking up some thermal problems on a pan camera. Would you manually roll left 30 degrees and we'll hold it till we pass into the terminator, or across the terminator?
Okay.
And Ron, that terminator crossing comes fairly close to the burn, so you might think about, if it looks agreeable to you, just go ahead and we'll use that as the burn attitude. You'll have to get a new P40 trim to take care of the gimbal offsets, so you may see a slight pitch in your attitude change.
Yeah, okay, that's no problem. I'll just roll left and then use a P41 trim. I hit Excel Command to make that 90 degree roll there the other day, or just a while ago, and I hit the stick a little bit too hard, and you really wrap it up to a little better than a degree a second. And you can really get a sensation to roll, especially when you can see the moon.
Looks like we're going to have to go a little further. Should give us 5 or 10 more.
Okay, I didn't let go of the stick. Just.
Okay. You're learning our tricks, aren't you?
Decup of gas there.
Okay, now you're in good shape.
Okay, we'll stop it right there then. About 35 degrees or so.
Anything to make you happy.